Hey everybody, it's John Philip Pavage. Most of you know me as Johnny P. I was the co-director and co-executive producer of Barbed Wire City, the unauthorized ECW documentary. But lately, I've fallen in love with CWF Mid-Atlantic down in North Carolina. CWF Mid-Atlantic has a big summer show every year. Theirs is in June, and this year, I think every year actually, it's called Absolute Justice. So right now, I am headed down 85 South, which is probably my favorite highway on the Eastern Seaboard. I just think it's beautiful. I'm headed down from Eastern PA, and I'm going to the show. It's about an 8-hour trip, although today it's going to be more like 9 hours. And I'm actually doing some fun projects with CWF, and they've changed about 5 times since Monday. And here we are Wednesday. So that's not the point, though. Hopefully that stuff drops and you all get to see it. I'm really proud of the videos I've gotten to make with CWF and working with all the guys. But the cool thing is that these guys have really kind of invited me into the CWF family and let me hang out. And because I'm going to get a lot of access this weekend with some of the stuff I'm working on, I want to do kind of a road diary. So I apologize for the noise in the background. Like I said, I'm in a car right now. And next time you hear my voice, hopefully I have a special guest. And we'll do a little travel journal and talk to some of our favorite fans and friends and wrestlers, workers, promoters, bookers, whatever I can get a hold of down at CWF. All right, I'm gonna start off big. Intros, nonsense, whatever. Hopefully this is picking up. If not, I'll just skip this guy. He's not too important. He's just the CWF creative guru. He is the lead announcer on their YouTube platform worldwide, which airs 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. And he's also the scribe, if you've ever seen the Broken Hearties. Would you call them vignettes?
Am I the scribe or was I the scribe?
You might have.
Past tense.
I don't know who owns that.
You're going to have to go to some. Subpoena any day.
The best thing is the scribe doesn't talk, so they'll never get anything
out of you. I expect a subpoena any day.
Anyway, this is. I'm down here. I'm starting big at first, so it can only go downhill from here. I'm here with Brad Stutz.
Damn right.
This is Wednesday at his place, so we're a few days from the show. How much of the show is constructed at this point? How much would you say in your head? All of it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what
I mean,
work?
It's an ever changing process, but mm-hmm. It's all there.
What work is there to do from Wednesday? What's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock right now mm-hmm. until showtime? What are some like macro?
For some reason, it's funny that we're talking on Wednesday. For some reason, Thursday is typically the big day for things happening. Don't know why. It's just a pattern I've noticed. Thursday is usually the day of, hey, I got to work. I'm not going to be able to make the show. Or, hey, I'm not going to be there till 8 o'clock. Am I early or am I late? Or, hey, my daughter broke her ankle and I'm going to have to hang out with her. Or just any kind of anything that comes up last minute, basically. And then at some point between now and 4 o'clock Saturday or 2 o'clock Saturday, Grant Sawyer and I will confer and just sort of put finishing touches on everything. I rely on Grant a lot because A, he's got a much better memory than me, and B, Grant takes in the atmosphere much better than I do. I don't know if that's our personalities, because I certainly don't think I work harder than him by any stretch of the imaginations. I don't know, but just something, once I spit it out and I'm done, I'm on to the next thing. Literally. Sometimes stuff is just in one ear and out the other. Grant is much better at, hey, this guy got a real strong reaction last time, so maybe give him a little bit more in this match and stuff like that. And I'm like, he did? You know? It's not that I'm not paying attention, necessarily. It's just I kind of feel like from 4 or 5 o'clock on Saturday until 10:30 or 11 on Saturday, I'm just constantly juggling. So don't ask me to describe what any of the balls look like, because I can't do it right now. I'm just juggling. And Grant is a great partner because he's very much like, the blue ball bounced a little higher than the green ball, so maybe you want to lead with that, and just stuff that I'll never think of. So somewhere in between here and, I don't know, 2 o'clock on Saturday, we'll confer. put the finishing touches on it. I don't want to call it routine, but it's a pretty set process by now. Like clockwork. That sounds much better than routine. I'll send him an IM that will say something like, hey, Timmy Danger canceled, it's James Ryan now, or something like that, and he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, the show's completely constructed, barring just the things that come up when you have a production of this magnitude. Not that it's a huge production, but there's a lot of moving parts.
So you mentioned Grant Sawyer, who's the technical guru, so he's the compliment to you and you're the compliment to him. How much do you confer with Grant? Like, how much do you two talk about a show, talk about worldwide editing? Like, what's the, again, macro, no secrets needed, but maybe some juicy details. How's the construction of these things flow? And how did that grow? I want to add on.
Sure.
And be obnoxious and say, how did that grow from the first time? So, like, when you started, did you guys just constantly kind of knock into each other and then say, like, oh, here's the system?
Basically, okay. Yeah. yeah, because it's pretty much a system now. Usually, typically speaking, I will book the show. Occasionally, I'll seek Grant's opinion as I'm in the process of constructing it. Hey, what do you think about this? But typically speaking, I'll book the show and send it his way to poke holes in. He's a very good hole poker. So I will book a show that I'm mostly happy with, or sometimes very happy with, and then I'll send it for him to poke holes in. I have not quite figured out the science to that yet. It would probably sharpen my skills if I could, but I haven't quite figured out all his nuances yet. Because there's been several shows that I thought were excellent that he poked half a dozen holes in, and there were plenty of shows that I was like, he's gonna bury this thing, I can feel it, that he was like, this sounds great, I can't find any holes. So I haven't quite figured out what the process or the system is. I overthink, so that's a big part of it. I'll grip it too tight sometimes, and so he's good for that too. And as far as like, no, this is good, like, this is good, this is going to get over. I feel like if Grant has a tremendous strength other than what he brings to the product visually, it's that he knows the pulse and the feel of that room better than anyone, myself included. He's my go-to as far as, this is going to get over, this is probably not going to get over, they care about this guy, they don't care about this guy yet, this guy's made, this guy has more work to do. He's my go-to for a lot of that. I think my strengths are probably just kind of putting people in the best situations for them, making something logical that might not be logical originally, you know? Sometimes there's six guys left and we want to use all those guys, we're committed to all those guys, nothing really makes sense. We're going to do a six-man tag, we're going to do something, and we're going to create some context in which it makes sense and fits in our universe as best we can. And Grant's good about that, too. I'm perfectly content with just the answer of, well, this match is happening because the people that make matches, the ambiguous people that make matches, booked it that way. And he's like, no, we can do better than that. We can create some context for which it fits into the universe. As for how the process came about and how the system came about, we used to hang out all the time. We used to hang out a lot more than we did. And this is dating back, you know, over a decade.
How do you know him?
How do I know him? I met him at a show. It's a weird thing to explain. He met me in 1999 at an independent show. I remember him being there at that show, but I don't remember having full-length conversations with him until about 2001. At an independent show. I remember the skinny guy walking around and filming the show, and he may have even been doing commentary or something like that.
Was he wearing a hat?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay. Juicy morsel. Okay.
He was not. But I remember him being around those shows. It was called New Dimension Wrestling. I remember him being around those shows, but I don't remember ever having a conversation with him. I might have. People tend to remember me. I tend to be memorable, I'm told. So I remember... he would this is back in the days of VHS, he would tape independent shows and with permission and all that, and then set up tables and have tapes for sale of Japan or WWE or whatever, but he would also have independent shows. And the thing that got the quote unquote day that I remember meeting him, even though I had seen him around before then, was there was a promotion called SCW, Southern Championship Wrestling, that ran on Thursday nights at a bar in downtown Raleigh called King's. And we were at an independent show on Saturday night, and I was just walking by his table or whatever, and on Saturday night, he had the SCW show from 48 hours ago on his table, and I was very impressed by that turnaround time. Even though, you know, it takes 2 hours to double VHS or whatever, I was very impressed by that turnaround time. So I was like, oh, shit, this guy's awesome. He's got the SCW show from 2 days ago. I bought the show, which was the last time I ever paid for anything.
No.
But I bought the show, and, yeah, he was active on some message boards and stuff like that, and just kind of started seeing him around more and more. I don't know exactly what he did from 99 to 2001, but I remember seeing him around more and more. And yeah, just became buddies, just started hanging out more socially, and just kind of my humor clicked with his humor, and you know, we could talk 80s syndicated WWF all night long and stuff like that. And he had been with CWF since the beginning.
And that's going to do it for this week, guys. I'm going to kind of try to keep these somewhat shorter at first. Some of them fit together as one full piece, and they'll be longer. Next week, we'll have part two of Stutzy, where he discusses how he found out about CWF, there being rival groups to CWF, his thoughts on what North Carolina indies were like at the turn of the century, and becoming the booker. Our music is by Poddington Bear. The track is Big Blue. You can find him at poddingtonbear.com. Oh, and one more thing. I had mentioned at the beginning that the projects were always in flux. 30 minutes after I recorded the intro, I got to Stutzy's and the project changed again. You're going to be excited with what it is. Keep watching worldwide. It might have already dropped by now. Have a good day. We'll talk to you guys soon.